Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tesla Daily News. Today is September 22nd, 2025. Here are the latest news updates. 1. According to Yahoo Finance and multiple sources, Tesla's Robotaxi program has taken a major step forward. The Arizona Department of Transportation has officially approved Tesla's application to test autonomous ride-hailing vehicles in the state. This marks a significant milestone for Tesla's autonomous ambitions and could accelerate the company's transition from traditional car sales to mobility services. For investors and enthusiasts, this is an important development to watch as Tesla could soon become a leader in robotaxi deployments in the U.S. market. 2. According to Natural News, safety concerns around Tesla's full self-driving, FSD, software have resurfaced, with multiple owners reporting near disasters at railroad crossings. Their vehicles, in FSD mode, allegedly failed to recognize active railroad signals, ignoring warning lights, and even stopping on tracks. Video evidence has circulated online. Tesla has not yet issued an official response, and this adds fuel to ongoing regulatory scrutiny. 3. According to finance.yahoo.com and BizTalk, Tesla CEO Elon Musk has made headlines by purchasing $1 billion of Tesla stock in recent days. Tesla shares are up 90% since their lows in April, sparking questions among analysts and retail investors about whether now is the right time to increase exposure to Tesla. Meanwhile, Wall Street remains divided. Baird has upgraded the stock and raised its target by 71%, while Goldman Sachs reiterated a neutral rating with a $395 price target, citing improving delivery numbers for the second half of 2025. 4. In related developments, Electrek reports that a hacker has uncovered details about an upcoming stripped-down Model Y that may be Tesla's most affordable version yet. This model could help Tesla address growing competition, especially from manufacturers like Nissan, who just announced a 2026 Leaf S priced at $25,360, potentially becoming America's most affordable EV. 5. According to ElPeriodicio.com, European investors and enthusiasts gained important access this week as crypto platform Kraken launched X stocks, allowing tokenized trading of major U.S. stocks like Tesla, Apple, and Amazon for the first time in Europe, leveraging the speed and transparency of blockchain. This could expand Tesla's global investor base and liquidity. 6. According to Reuters and CNN, U.S. companies from tech giants to banks are scrambling to respond to a surprise policy change by President Trump, imposing a $100,000 fee on new H-1B visas for skilled foreign workers. This has triggered confusion and travel chaos as companies urged employees to return to the U.S. before any rules took effect. The White House has since clarified this is a one-time petition fee, not annual, but the move is likely to impact talent pipelines for firms like Tesla and other Silicon Valley leaders. 7. According to NotebookCheck.net, speculation is growing about Tesla's future product lineup, with chief designer Franz von Holthausen hinting at possible cyber SUV or smaller Cybertruck variants. While no official plans have been announced, investors are looking for the next wave of, wow, products to drive future growth. 8. Elsewhere, per multiple outlets including on.cc and Chinese sources, Tesla faces litigation in China, with at least 7 owners suing over the inability to use the full self-driving, FSD, feature as advertised. This marks the first major class action suit regarding FSD in China, underlining the global legal and regulatory risks Tesla continues to face as it pushes software-based driving technologies worldwide. 9. According to BizTalk and Investors.com, Tesla's energy storage business is showing healthy margins and remains a bright spot as vehicle deliveries face headwinds. Management continues to shift investor focus toward software, autonomy, and energy solutions, sectors viewed as key to Tesla's future value proposition beyond cars. 10. Finally, turning to Europe, ElPeriodicio.com and other sources report a surge in demand for used electric vehicles in Moscow and across Europe, with models like the Tesla Model Y and Cybertruck seeing strong secondary market activity. Meanwhile, new competition grows as Skoda, Nissan, and others introduce lower-priced EVs and new leasing deals, intensifying the battle for both entry-level and premium electric car buyers. That wraps up today's key news for Tesla investors and followers. As always, we're tracking the developments that matter most to your investments and your passion for innovation. Stay tuned, and we'll be back tomorrow with the latest Tesla news and analysis.